Welcome to the Fiyami Yerushalmi, which is sponsoring the schus of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding an Eruvin daf from Zion in the Oizvador edition, Perek Shishi, in the middle of Aloch Ches. We're starting in the third line from the top of Amud Aleph. Bon Kamei Rabbi Yosso, the house of Yosso, he achma dat Omar Tamon, the same we said there, Bekelim Sheshoftu Bechotzer Metaltin Loiso Bechotzer. One has to do an Eruv in order to carry from the houses to the Chotzer. But if there was no Eruv done, you could still carry the Kalim in the Chotzer themselves. Because the Kohen is Shvisa in the Chotzer is the Shusa Yochid, you could carry in the Chotzer. You just can't carry from the houses to the Chotzer. But in the Chotzer itself, it's okay. But the Kavah saw the same way. So if you have a Kli that was stayed in the Movi, can you carry in the Movi or not? Do you say the same idea you have a Chotzer, that you don't have to have an Eruv in order to carry in the Chotzer, you should be able to carry in the Movi without an Eruv? So it says the Gemara Shabbos Shalom. They asked him when they were learning Masechet Shabbos. V'loi givu, he did not answer. Yes, is very careful. He did not say the. He did not speak in learning except in the place where he was oisik. He was busy in that sukkah. Kad also when he got the eruvin, Omar loin b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. He said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Kelim shishav so b'movoi metaltem oisav amovoi. Koi to Rabbi Yochanan. If a kli is standing in the movoi in the beginning of Shabbos, you can carry in the movoi. Rav Omayim Metaltim Oysom the Bar Bahamas. Rav said, no, you can carry them in only in our Bahamas. In other words, if you don't have a Shituf, you cannot carry in the Movoi for things that are sitting in the Movoi. On the basis of a boy, Rav Kedaiti, Rav Yochanan Kedaiti, they both call it Shitosom. Rav Yochanan do Omar Koyrom Materis below Shituf. That we are able to have a Movoi that has a Koyrom. Koyrom is the Yeter of the Movoi. Without having necessarily a Shituf. Have a dua, my mentality, Mukhala Movoi. He holds you can carry in the Movoi. What does it mean? Explains Reb Chaim that we learned in the previous somewhat that according to Rabbi Yochanan, you don't necessarily have to have two houses and two chatzeros in each Movoi. You can have a chotzer in a house or a chotzer in a chotzer. According to Rabbi Yochanan, not necessarily you need to have another additional house. If I have two chatzeros, only two courtyards, even without houses, has a dinner of a Movoi, which is nitar with a kayu, as we saw in the beginning of the Masechta. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, conceptually, you can have a Mavoi that has a Koyru and is mutter to carry in it, even without having any Eruv Shita, because you have no houses in this Mavoi. You know, or at least you don't have no more than one house. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, the concept of a Koyru will work without a Shituf. So he says, that means the Mavoi on its own is a good place to carry. But Rav Doma and Koyru Matez B'lo Shituf rather requires that a Mavoi should have two Chatzeres, which in each Chatzer should have two houses. So the Akolchach, when you're doing the Koyru, and you must do also a shidum mevois in order to be able to carry in between the chatzeres and the mavoi. According to Rav, there will never be a case that you're able to carry in a mavoi without a shituf. There's no such thing. So merely if I'm having a mavoi without a shituf, I never found the case I could just carry in it. Because I didn't find it. Rav is the one who says that the only case that I'm allowed to carry in a mavoi is if you have a shituf, if you have an eruv, you have to be yoytze the dini eruv in order to carry there. Says the Gemara, al-daita da b'yuchanon leize dovo mishtate v'chol mavoi. So why do you have to do a shituf in the mavoi if you're allowed to carry there anyway? In order to be able to carry everything from the chotzer to the mavoi, for that you need shituf mevois. But for the mavoi itself, you don't have to do shituf mevois. And really need to understand what was even the question of the Gemara. Of course, the shituf works to carry from the chotzer to the mavoi. Says the Gemara, pshita nismochim al shituf ha-mavoi. Meaning, we're going back to what we learned earlier. If I have two partners, and they are shutafim, or partners, in a certain thing that they do schoiro, they do business with it. So if they're partners in wine, they can use the wine to do shituf. They don't have to do a special shituf. Ma'o lismoich al shituf ha-chatzeres. What happens in a chatzer? When I want to join the chotzer together and they're partners in the bread, can I use that bread for the eruv? Rav Yaakov bar Achor, Rav Zeir, Tavan, Achan b'shem, Mar Ukvan, Achan b'shem, Avnachah b'Yudo. One said in the name of somebody, of each another Rav. Nismochim l'shutuf v'chatzeres b'Shabbos u'shoyin b'doichak. You could use it b'doichak only in one Shabbos if they forgot. Meaning if they didn't put a place eruv, so with the eruv they can use the bread where they're partners in it, but you should not do it on a consistent basis. You can only rely on that, like people of the place of Bardalio, that they don't really care and makbid the person takes a little bigger piece of bread, a smaller piece of bread, if they exchange with each other, so then it works. But if they're very mocked, but each one wants his piece, he doesn't let anybody take it, so then you can't be relying on that for a neiruv. Even if there are makbit, but the evidence you can be soymichanit. People were sitting in the chotzer having a meal, and suddenly Shabbos came in, and they're all eating by one person. They were guests by one person. Because they started suud before Shabbos came in, so the bread which is on the table, that will be their eruv, the bread that they all joining together to eat. So said the Gemara, this teaches you number one. Because here you see that the bread wasn't in the house. The bread was in the chatzar. It still works for an eruv. Another thing you learn from here, I feel lo eruv. Without an eruv, they can rely on the food. Even though they didn't have an intention to use it, just because Shabbos already came in. You say, because it was a bread on the table, that's good enough. Here's a little bit of a chumrah. You don't say the fact that everybody was using one of the chatzeris, so that means they all belong to that chatzer. Unless you have the same bread that they're eating on the table. The only reason we allowed it over here, because they're all eating from the same bread, that works for the Eruv. But the fact they're all wearing the same reshus, that does not work for the Eruv. This teaches this is what we said, this idea before, that you can rely on this partnership, and for the first Shabbos B'doichak, that's what happened over here. The Eruv Chatzeres has to put it in the house because they're all joined together as if they're living in that house. Shito Maushi Yetzer Bais, you have for the Shito Mivois, they have to put it in a house. You don't have to put it in the house, you can put it in the Chatzer or in the Movi itself. Mil said that Rav Omro, what Rav said is, the Shito Tzorich Bais, he holds you, he doesn't need to have a house. Mil said the Shmuel Omro, Shito ain't Tzorich Bais, doesn't need to have a house. Well, I'm using the Yisab Chaim and all these Lashonis. Masniso, the Pliga, Adid, Alei de Shmuel. We have a Mishnah arguing in Shmuel. Because it says, Shituf, Noisno, Bebai, Bebeishar. You have to put the Shituf in the Beishar. Beishar is the entry to our house. So even though usually Eruv an entry of the house does not work. But in this case it works. Because you talk about Beishar de Yochid. It's an entry to a house which belongs to an individual. A single house, a single family house. So there the Beishar works as part of the house. But you see over here, you can't just put the shituf in the chotzer. It needs to be in the house. It can be in the beis shar, but it needs to be indoors. So they come to argue and they say that you don't have to put the shituf in a house. So the Mishnah. If you have a chotzer which is within another chotzer, the inner one did eruv. The outer one did not do an eruv. The inner one has an eruv, it's good to go. The chitzoino is not, because it doesn't have an eruv. So that's easy, that's everybody agrees to that. Hachitzoino v'loya primis, but the outside one did an eruv, and the inner one did not do an eruv, shteim asuris, they're both asur. The inner one, because it did not do an eruv, and the outer one, even though it did an eruv, the inner one walks through the outer one and it ruins it. It's called drisa saregel, which is oyser. Here is zula atzmo, v'zula atzmo. Each one did its own eruv. Why is that so? So here we come to a concept that says drisas regula muteris bim koimo einor seris. Meaning, when do I say the drisas regula or seris? The drisas regula, which means the walking through is or seris, when it doesn't have any location, like in the earlier case of the Mishnah, that the inner one did not do an eruv, so they're also to carry in its place, and they go through the outside to come out, so they're not only also in the place, they also oyster the outer one. But in this case, the inner one has its own eruv. They could carry in their inner place. Hi, they're walking now through the outer one to get out. That does not ruin the outer one as long as the inner one has heter bim kremo. That's Tanakamo. Rabbi Akiva oyser at the chitzoino shedusa regular sartor. Akiva says, no, as long as the inner chutzah goes through the outer chutzah, it ruins the outer chutzah, even though the inner chutzah has its own eruv. The chomoimim ain't drisa regular seris. Chachomim is a third cheetah. They hold that the inner one never makes the outer one usher, even if the inner one does not have an eruv. So it comes out, you have three shitas in the Mishnah. Tanakama holds, if the inner one has no eruv, it ruins it for the outer one. If it has eruv, it does not ruin it for the outer one. Rabbi Kiva holds, regardless, it always ruins it for the outer one. If they have to go through the external one, it ruins it. And according to a Chachamim, it never ruins it for the outer one, even if it does not have an Eruv. Says the Gemara, Shtei Chatzeres Zulef Mizu V'chulei Oma Avyosa De Rebbe Akiva Hi. That's the Shita of Rebbe Akiva. Meaning the beginning of the Mishnah is also Rebbe Akiva. So this man Noma explains, because it says in the beginning of the Mishnah that if the outer one made Eruv and the inner one did not make Eruv, so the outer one is Asur. That's like Rebbe Akiva that holds it. Drish is a regular Seres. The Rebbe Akiva Oma Drish is a regular Seres. Oma Avlo B'Sher Avaneh Drish is a regular Asur over Seres. Meaning he explains the Mishnah like we said it. That the Nekam in the Mishnah is Oyser only because the inner one is Asur. Then it's Oyser in the Chitzoyna. But if the inner one is not Asur, the inner one has its own Eruv, so then it's not Oyser. And that's not like Rebbe Akiva, because according to Rebbe Akiva, it's always Asur. Now, according to Rebbe Yosef, the entire Mishnah is Rebbe Akiva. How will you explain the sentence in the Mishnah that says that if each one did an Eruv on its own, it's okay? According to Rebbe Akiva, it should never be okay because you have Drush as a regal. So as Reb Chaim brings that, the Gemara in the Bavli brings this question and answers, according to this mandama, you have chesur mechs v'achiktani, that when do I say that the inner one does not, or you said the outer one, not only when they did Eruv, but they also did a backcut. They made some kind of a mechitzel between the inner chatzar and the outer chatzar to say that the inner one cannot use the outer chatzar to go out. But if there's no separation between the inner one and the outer one, so then it will become Asur, because Rebbe Akiva holds that this is a regular Seres. But according to the second Pshat, like we explained in the Mishnah, the first part of the Mishnah is according to Tanna Kamo, that only if they didn't do an Eruv, the inner one is Oyser, the outer one. If they did an Eruv, it's not a problem. And then comes Rebbe Akiva, it says always Oyser, according to Chachamim, never Oyser. With this we conclude, Yerushalmi Eruvin Daf Mem Zayin.